Yeah, I guess that is not a bad problem at all, Doc, to put it that way. I don't know if I've got too many. Well, I would say I've got too many radios. But that's something that's probably akin to many of us here. I did sell a couple to Tom recently that I had some HTs, but I probably had, oh, good grief. I probably got now about 40 different HTs. Some of them were duplicates as well, too, so I figured, yeah, I got to pare down on some of those. See, that's some of the stuff that I hold on to that I probably shouldn't. Like, how many HTs do I really, really need?
I had the same problem before I got rid of a bunch of them, and I started going down that road again, just accumulating HTs. I think HTs are awesome. They're cool little toys, but where I'm at, they're useless, so they don't really get used a whole lot. And if they do, it's to talk on a node. So do you really need a snazzy HT to do that? Tom actually has my old RT3S. I sold him that, and I gave him a dual band Yagi that he actually talks on. It's up in his attic now.